Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. Suffering from a mild headache.
Well, you want me to leave?
No, you're a big headache.
No, okay.
This is mild from the sun.
And you don't suffer from my headache.
No, I don't suffer.
You are...
It's a different head.
Ache.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Did you hit this?
No, I'm good. Everything's good here at the Jabbercast Studio West.
It's east. This is east as well, but west from the Woodhaven studio.
Woodhaven? Woodhaven, Michigan?
Yeah, I did a video at MTV.
Come on.
At Woodhaven, something in Woodhaven, some cable company.
Oh, is that right?
Where we actually recorded it, yeah. Way back.
And way back. Do you remember the song?
Yeah, we did two songs there. One was called The Beast and one was called Black Shark. And Black Shark was, I think that was the only one we had sent to MTV. And the other one we used in Canada. Much Music.
And did it get played?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Power Hour stuff.
Power Hour.
Yeah.
On
remember the Pepsi Power Hour
Pepsi
and all that?
Pepsi Power, sure.
I actually had the video from TV that somebody taped me when it was on. So it's kind of neat.
And what was the other one? Adam Curry did it.
Adam Curry did what?
A show on MTV. It was metal based.
Headbangers Ball or something.
That wasn't it.
Something like that it was.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't remember.
Wasn't it? The Headbangers Ball.
Could have been.
That was the show that was on.
Yeah,
it
could have been
MTV.
Now that you say that, yeah.
That's what we had airplay on, I think.
Cool.
Video play. So what's happening with you?
Well, right now I'm golfing. In my mind, I'm golfing.
Oh, that's right. Pre-recorded.
This is being shot. It's being shot.
Yeah. Lippo's shotting golf balls.
Yes. I'm in Deer Run right now in Chatham, Ontario, Canada. Great little golf course.
Hopefully taking some new pictures.
I got tons of pictures. I love taking pictures on golf courses because they're so picturesque.
Yeah, they are.
I just put up some...
Very green.
Right now, it's unbelievably green on golf courses. Mm-hmm. I took some pictures on Thursday, posted them on my Flickr, which if anybody's interested in looking at Lippo's Flickr feed... Lippo's Flickr feed. Just look up Lippo on Flickr.
But right. Under people. Don't look it up under nothing because you'll get the guy with the hotel chain. The guy that owns Lippo.com.
I don't think they have any pictures up on Flickr.
There's tons of Lippo, though. Yeah. Tons and tons of Lippo, but not you. There's even other guys named Lippo on there.
On Flickr?
Oh, yeah. Don't you Google you?
I haven't done a Google search on me.
No?
My buddy...
Oh, you're everywhere. Different Lippos.
Oh, okay.
You could make a documentary and visit all the Lippos.
Lippos of the world!
Unite.
Or not. The big fight, who's the real Lippo?
Oh, yeah. Well, the real Lippo, please stand up.
Please stand up. Please stand up. No, seriously, yeah, you can look up Lippo because I tag all my pictures with Lippo.
Yeah, and you go under people and.
But I'm the only Lippo. I'm the only Lippo on Flickr. Like as far as a username goes.
Yeah, but I think you'll find other people named Lippo, and their username is something different. But they're as a person, they have their name on there, like their display name is Lippo.
And do you know why?
And there's a big hotel guy.
You know, I get Lippo because Flickr is owned by Yahoo.
Oh, okay, so you had it before.
I have Lippo at Yahoo, which I got.
Before it ever came out.
I got it like in the 90s.
Yeah.
When Yahoo was just starting out.
Did you hear the crack?
I heard the crack.
Nice. I'm going to feel better. I know it. That's part of my problem.
You
my
think?
Headache problem, yeah. It all stems from the shoulder and works its way up.
No kidding.
To right behind the eyes.
Really?
The eyes have it.
It goes right behind your eye, really?
Well, it's back inside here and behind. Yeah, everything hurts.
Because if it's your eyes, typically it's a sinus headache.
Well, no, I it's not really the eye. It's back in the back. I just said that. Really.
Okay.
It's not really the eyes. It comes from my everything being out of whack. My shoulder blade hurts, and it hurts my trap.
and it hurts my up my neck and in the back here, and it's all tight here and hurts up there. Oh yeah, yeah, right here. Yeah, touch that. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Oh, oh yeah, does that ever feel good? You're the best. No, he didn't lay a hand on me. So
I'm drooling. So what? Yeah, we said what's new as far as what's going on. There's not much really going on, I guess.
No, well, you're enjoying your
I'm enjoying my summer off. Yes, I'm the summer off. Well, 5 weeks of the summer anyway.
Well, that's about all of the summer we get here.
We get typically about eight weeks, I think.
Okay, so five is most of the summer.
Most of the summer I have off.
Gotta more than 50%.
Yes, I'm dealing with my swimming pool right now.
I'm dealing with myself.
Oh, yeah, Big JD's all by himself.
Oh, yeah, I am.
His other half has gone to New York.
Yeah, we were supposed to do a show last night. The Jeff and Lana show was supposed to be taped last night to air tomorrow.
You produced that show?
Or today, if everybody's listening on Sunday. Yeah. So that was supposed to be done, the Jeff and Lana show. And I don't think it's going to get done today. So it's going to be a post show, which will be cool, actually, because it's the last show before I take my hiatus.
The Jeff and Lana hiatus.
Yeah. And
so you say a post show. What's a post show?
Post New York trip. Okay. So I'll get more of the trip in, which will be cool because they're going to Juilliard. They went to the Wax Museum, blah, 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 blah. Anything else?
So that's your niece that's going to Juilliard.
Yeah.
Or she's trying to go to Juilliard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she'll be accepted to Juilliard.
You're
yeah.
sure she'll be accepted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is she gifted?
She's gifted. Yeah. She's pretty outstanding and everybody thinks so. So she'll get recommendations and everything. She's had, what do you call it, lead roles in states, U.S. plays here. She's doing really well.
So how do you get accepted to Juilliard? Do you got to do a little song and dance for her?
I think part of it's by what you've done and your recommendation from
other people.
Instruction and whatever. Mm-hmm. And probably helps. I would imagine if your parents have money, maybe they donate. You know how that whole thing works like that. That might help too.
Yeah, to go to Juilliard, you got to live in Manhattan.
Yeah, she's got
it's close by.
She'll live in Manhattan. Yeah, that's what they're.
That's cheap.
Oh, yeah, real cheap. If I could live in Manhattan, man.
I'll take Manhattan.
I bet you my headache would go away.
I'll bet you're right.
Ooh.
So she's going to live like in a dorm or something like that, I'd have to assume. She's how old?
Yeah.
14, somewhere. 15?
No, she's going to be 17.
Really?
I guess. Yeah, she's 16, I guess.
She's so. Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. She's had that.
Well, I've got to go visit your niece.
Why?
Not because she's 16, because she's in New York. I'm not being a pervert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, you're going to have to leave. No. Yeah.
I always
we all have somewhere to stay in New York now.
That's what I want to do. I wanted some place to stay in New York because it's not cheap.
Full time.
I'd like to just drive there, park my car in wherever, Jersey or the Bronx or Brooklyn, and take the subway over and...
Let's go.
Stay at her place.
You can fly there in an hour.
You want to fly?
No.
I was going to say...
But I drive. But driving takes a long time. If I would have had someone to go with this weekend, I probably would have flew. That would suck.
Okay.
But you can drive there in about 15 hours.
It takes 15 hours to drive there?
For the amount of times I stop at all the Flying J's all the way up there.
Flying J's.
No, I'd say you could probably make it in 11, maybe 12 hours.
I thought it was a 12-hour drive.
Yeah. But 15's like comfortable. Stop, coffee, pee-pee.
Stretch.
Armstrong. Yeah.
Do you want to head on over to the news studio?
Let's go.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, we're in the news studio, and what kind of news do we have for the fine folks today? Like, I could find my news. I just have news headings. Hasbro threatens Facebook's Scrabulous.
I just listened to, I don't know if that's science. You're into the science and tech.
Oh, I am. News. Yeah, I like science and tech. Stuff.
I know, but what about real news?
What about real news?
Yeah, real news.
That's not real news.
Like, I thought Bush was assassinated last night, wasn't he?
No, last night was Friday night.
Right.
He's not assassinated until
tonight. Yeah, yeah. That's that was talking to Big JD before the show saying...
Why, did somebody say something? Was he supposed to be assassinated?
He's supposed
to.
He is supposed to be assassinated like a couple years ago.
Maybe that isn't Bush.
Well, you know, the news is the news. What am I saying? The word is that on the day of the election,
yeah,
he is going to invade Iran.
On the day of what election?
The American election, November 4th, 2008. We're going to elect a new word.
Oh, Bush is going to invade Iran?
Yeah, because he's still going to be president.
Who says that?
Inside sources.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope he does.
I hope he does.
I want to see chaotic madness in the world.
No. People, you know that 75% of the people in Iran are under the age of 30.
And your point?
The people under 30 are just like me and you, except we're older.
They want to kill us.
Those people don't want to kill. They're regular dudes.
No, we don't know. I don't know.
It's all those ayatollahs and... I can't even pronounce the president's name.
Political, religious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those people, the majority of the people in Iran do not want to be invaded. But Iran
they don't want to be invaded. Nobody wants to be invaded.
Or they don't want war, I should say.
But you don't think that the 30 and under crowd is running around with signs that we hate America and crush the Americans?
I say the majority of them aren't, no. They're just regular dudes trying to get on with life because they're modernized people.
Yeah.
You know how much money is in Iran?
Well, yeah. But how much do the people get? That's all hoarded by the extremists.
Extremists.
You like that?
I guess.
That's a Satriani CD.
Extremist.
Nope.
Extremist.
He's got two? He's got another one?
No.
The extremist and the extremist. Some people say extremist, don't they?
Yeah, you.
Extremist.
There you go.
Would you like some extremist in the air? Okay.
Yeah, so that was just a rumor about Iran getting invaded by the States.
Oh, okay. Your rumor, or you read that somewhere as a rumor?
I heard that on a podcast.
Okay,
but so you mentioned Hasbro. I mean, we can talk about that because...
Well, that's not real news.
No, it's not real.
According to Lippo.
Right. If anybody's on Facebook, I'm sure a lot of people who listen to the Jabbercast are probably on Facebook.
Because that's us right here.
Because that's tech-related. You know, anybody who's listening to podcasts, I think, are pretty tech-savvy people. And the deal with Hasbro, who owns the game Scrabble, they had the program Scrabulous is an application on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, mm-hmm. you can add the application Scrabulous to your list of applications and you play Scrabble online.
That's fabulous.
It's Scrabulous. Yeah. And so Hasbro never said anything about it. But supposedly they offered Scrabulous X amount of dollars. We're going to buy this off of you and then, you know, it'll be ours. But they wanted billions of dollars, at least $1 billion for Scrabulous on Facebook. And Hasbro said, screw that. We can make our own and then claim it as ours because we do have prior rights to the game Scrabble. We own it. You don't. So that's exactly what happened. Hasbro came out with their own version. So now you can play Scrabble from the people who own Scrabble on Facebook. And now they're going to be suing Scrabble. Well, they have sued Scrabulous and they're going to be Scroobulous.
Wow.
So
Scroobulous. Well, that's something.
What about local news? Is there anything cooking with the government, the provincial government and the federal government are putting in $6.9 billion into projects in the Windsor area. And of course, that includes
the Jabbercast studio upgrade.
Yes. No, the new bridge, border crossing.
That comes right to the studio from the U.S.
Passes through it anyway.
Right through the center.
It's underneath us. We're going to be in a tower and the road goes underneath us.
Nice. Yeah. Spinning too, so we can get not every view of the city.
You're insane. No, that's not what's happening at all. So that's that was coming, but no one, there was no announcements. So we're going to say, where is all this money coming for the road that's going to lead from the 401 to the bridge and the bridge plaza itself? So I guess the federal government and the province of Ontario have gotten together.
Long and winding road.
It is a long and winding road, that's for sure.
At least.
I can't wait till they put a shovel in the ground to start building the road, though. Then I'll know that.
I'd like to build a shovel. I miss mine. But that's a bike thing.
What would you dig?
I dig shovels. I wanted to ask you something that's sort of newsish about locally, and that's the King Friday thing. What's happening with the originals? Did you guys do that?
Yeah, we had our last band practice was everybody brought
and did you
a musical idea?
Do something for with
all? Yeah. Well,
and did you record anything? Did you bring your thing at least?
I brought my thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened? Like anything good come out of it?
Our singer was the only guy who came with a melody, lyrics, and a chord chart.
Oh, so he really did his homework.
He really did his homework. Yeah, he's a big Oasis fan.
Ooh, I love Oasis.
So it was. You could tell it was Oasis.
Yeah, that's
inspired.
Neat,
you know, it's got that kind of really catchy.
I like the raunch of the guy's guitar. He's pretty raunchy sounding, playing kind of, sort of.
I love anybody who has their own sound.
Oh, yeah. You know who had the raunchiest sound? One of the raunchiest sound, I think, old Richie Blackmore. Very raunchy. When, back in the day, I used to plug my guitar into an old Candle stereo with a speaker thing that I made on a piece of wood with a bunch of speakers, and it just sounded like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just love that kind of thing. It's so raw and just crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Stuff. Candle.
Yeah, Candle.
Nice.
Jutan International.
What?
Jutan.
Oh, Jutan, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
And then that turned into Tandy.
Oh, was it? The Tandy company? Because they had that same thing, didn't they?
That same, tea. Yeah, whatever that was.
The
J backwards.
Oh, was it a J and then they flipped it up? No.
No, no.
That would be really sweet. Jutan International and changed it to the T for Tandy. The Tandy company.
I think they kept the logo.
Did they make tandem bicycles? No.
A bicycle.
So what's going on with the thing? So you guys, nobody was as advanced as your singer to do, but are you going to continue working on the songs? And when are they going to be done? And when are you recording them? And when will I get a copy?
We have a tentative schedule to go into the studio sometime after October. Like, you know, we want to
the studio. Nice.
Yeah. We're going to do it right here, aren't we?
Well, you could. Do you have a particular studio in mind? Are you going to Glenn's?
No.
Okay.
We will not work with Glenn.
No?
No.
Okay.
Glenn's a great
guy.
You
guys aren't heavy enough.
Well, he's done everything from...
I know he has. Yeah. But he's partial to...
Metal! Yeah. And he's very busy right now. He's got like real paying customers who are getting a hold of him.
Players he's got.
I think he's getting a really good reputation. We're talking about Glenn Fricker from Spectre Sound, spectresound.ca.
Yeah.
And
if you go to You Talking to Me, there's an interview, a few interviews back.
Right.
That is with Glenn Fricker.
Yeah, his albums are getting like favorably reviewed in all the metal magazines over in Europe. And
yeah, he's good. He's gotten good. He's been doing it for quite some time, and he's a trained professional engineer.
Yeah, he went to
Sheridan.
Sheridan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he's getting his act together. Maybe he can get out of his day job over at the factory.
Yeah.
Like you did.
Cool. Yeah. Like I did. That's what happens when you're a trained professional. You get out of all that craziness. I'll cut out the laughing later. No.
You're good. You're really good.
So, that's about enough news.
That's enough news.
I think what's going on here is that you're trying to find anything that you can to use as news so that we can avoid today's topic.
No, not at all.
No? Okay.
Today's topic is going to be a blast.
Alrighty.
And
what is today's topic?
We're going to be talking about burps and farts and...
other bodily secretions.
And
just about everything we can think of.
Everything that comes out of the body.
Ooh. I like the way you said that.
Everything? Are we talking about everything that comes out of the body?
Everything that comes out of the body.
So, nice. That's going to be good.
So I figure we just go through the list of everything and talk a little bit about it and what it is.
Big JD's got the list.
And how good it feels, some of them, you know.
And how much it hurts some other ones.
Hurts some other ones?
No, how some other ones hurt. You say how good it feels.
Oh, yes. Some will hurt, yeah. Some hurt. Other people will like and laugh, and some will cower and scour and try to run from you if you do them. Belching, also known as burping, ructus, and eructation. Eructation?
Ructus.
And what I'm wondering, yeah. I'm wondering why they don't have...
never heard that.
Burping. There's another... I'm thinking of vomiting. Regurgitating. I didn't see that word in there. But anyway, belching, that's involves the release of gas from the digestive tract, mainly the esophagus and stomach, through the mouth. So that's mouth gas, gas through the mouth.
Yes.
Which doesn't smell the same, and not to be confused with gas through the rectum.
That's right.
Rectum.
You wrecked them, all right.
I shaved my legs and wrecked them.
You sure did. No. Back to the belching thing.
Yeah.
I think as a society, we have toned down the goodness that is belching, burping.
The goodness.
Yeah. I think a nice loud ruckus or ructus.
Ructus, yeah.
It's good for you. Like, it's a good way to bring that up.
Yeah, it feels good. We as soon as our children are born, we start them burping. We smack on their back until they burp.
Yeah, and we don't say anything to them. Like,
and probably the bigger and louder it is, the more we laugh at it.
And we feel good for the kid. Like, oh, that, I'm glad. Oh, yeah, I'm glad he got rid of that.
Yeah, he's going to feel good.
He's going to feel good.
Yeah, his poor little tummy.
Yeah, but when adults do it, and it's all hidden, like, you know, they cover the mouth and try to make it as quiet as possible.
Yeah.
But I
some people do the head turn and small side quiet thing.
Right.
Some people are really loud and do a really, really, really long one, longer as long as they can get it out.
Yeah, like Homer and the boys over at Moe's. All those guys.
It's like a competition among most guys.
I think so. And I think that's the way it should be. I don't think we should be hiding our burps.
And what's the etiquette? According to burps, is do you say excuse me or do you say bless you? No.
Bless you.
Yeah. Audible burping is not much appreciated in most of the world and looked at as somewhat impolite.
Yeah, not much appreciated. I myself appreciate a good loud burp.
Yeah. In some areas, it can be considered a sign of completion of a meal or a form of applause for the cook.
Oh, right. There's a lot of European.
That's kind of odd, yeah.
European cultures are like that. Like,
if you don't burp, they kick you out of the restaurant.
He mustn't have liked my dinner, or he didn't eat enough dinner because he didn't give me a... It's like, hey, good dinner.
Yeah.
Can you burp on command?
No. I sort of I could. It's...
Here comes.
No, really. I can go through the real motion and feel it there, but I just, you know, unless I really have something. Maybe if I swallow, I can. No.
Well,
yeah, it's a little something. How about animals? Many other mammals, such as cattle, dogs, and sheep also burp.
Sure, they do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear many radio guys burping.
Not on air.
Adam Curry, though, what he does is he burps, and then he says something, the same thing every time. He does a different word. There we go. He does a different word, like, for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's into mind tricking. So you hear a sound, and then you associate it with something.
Right.
So when you hear somebody else burping, you think of that thing,
mm-hmm.
whatever he made you think of.
Oh, yeah, okay.
By saying the word after it. It was very good. What's that called? Mnemonic? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
I'm not positive either, but it's a memory thing.
That association thing is exactly. It's the way you teach animals.
So he doesn't hide it. And, you know, why should he? Let it all hang out.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, if you're, you know, doing an interview with somebody that's, you know what I mean? There's probably a place for it and a place not for it. You know, in most radio shows and programs, I would expect that most people wouldn't do that.
Right.
But on a fun show, like the Jabbercast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of all in fun.
I think I'm going to start that. If I have to burp, I'm going to say a word. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I'm just going to let it out.
And if I have to flatulently...
Hey, wait. Save it for later in the show.
Okay. Let's move on to it right now. Oh, flatulence. Presence of a mixture of gases. Some people say gas. Gases. Yeah. Turn up the gas.
This place is a gas.
The presence of a mixture of gases in the digestive tract of mammals that are byproducts of the digestive process. And such a mixture of gases is known as flatus.
Almost fart.
It's expelled from the rectum.
You rectum.
In a process also known as flatulence. commonly referred to as farting.
Yay! Well, they got the word farting.
Yeah. It feels good to fart.
I wonder what the origins of the word fart are, though.
I don't know, but it sounds funny, and it sounds like farting. It's a fun word.
Positively.
Burping, too. Burp, 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 burp.
I bet you it comes from children, like, you know, children, like, mm-hmm. you know, something fun to say. Oh, I farted.
Yeah, I flatulated.
Yeah, see, that don't sound good.
Fart. It's funny. And how they came across old fart.
Oh, old fart. Well, yeah, because old people typically have less control over their rectum.
Oh, is that what that came from? Well, he's an old fart.
Because they tend to fart and tend not to care. I remember my mom, she was that way, and my kids would just get a gas out of it. They'd get a laugh out of my mom. As she, you know, she'd get up to go to the kitchen or something, and as she's walking...
Oh, the walking farts. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Nice. And she would giggle, too. She'd go, oh, I can't help myself.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
She was funny as far as that stuff goes.
And there are so many different kinds of farts, and the fun you can have with farts... It's never ending.
The fun you can have with... How much fun can you have with a fart?
Well, you can do different things with a fart. Farts come in all different shapes and sizes.
Yes, they do. And it depends on the shape and size of the butt it's coming from.
And there's...
And the position the butt's in.
Sure. And whether you're clothed or not.
Yes.
If it's covered or uncovered. Or wet in a tub, perhaps.
Wet.
Yeah.
Then there's the wet fart.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is sometimes...
Gurgly.
That's known as a shart.
Okay. There's the footsie, which is sounds like a little fart. Oh, wait, footsie.
Really?
You ever hear that?
I've never heard of that.
No. Okay. And the big JD fart. No. I'm kidding. There are probably some people that fart like that, though.
What I've noticed is the girls that hang out with my kids, they're mm-hmm. farting is...
Just like the guys?
Just like the guys, like... Listen to this kind of thing, like, or...
And sometimes it's just air, and there's no scent to it, like mine. And then sometimes they just reek horribly. And they tend to follow you around, too, for a while.
Well, it depends how heavy the gas is.
Yeah.
I was just reading something about the composition of fart gas.
Yeah, they usually smell similar, too. Like sulfur or eggs, in a lot of cases.
Depending on
sometimes
which...
Sometimes poop.
It depends on what you eat, I think.
Which I forgot to talk about.
You forgot to talk about poop?
Well, we'll get into it, but I mean, that's one thing I wanted to get in was...
Most of the air we swallow, especially the oxygen component, is absorbed by the body before the gas gets into the intestines. By the time the air reaches the large intestine, most of what is left is nitrogen. Chemical reactions between stomach acid and intestinal fluids may produce carbon dioxide, which is also a component of air and a product of bacterial action. Bacteria also produce hydrogen and methane, which supposedly the biggest contributor to the carbon that's in the air.
Cows.
It's cows. Mm-hmm. They're putting a hole in the ozone.
Yeah, they do a lot of farting. And I think it's from their cow patties and everything, too, probably a scent, because they just crap all day.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So what are we to do
cow
about
pie.
That? Stop eating beef.
Start eating the cow pie.
Well, there is a food called cow pie. It's a chocolate thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that funny how they...
Yes, it is.
Make people eat something that's actually poop.
Farting is fun for everybody. And sometimes it really, and they have the things like Beano and that to help you to not fart. It's really stems from the carbohydrate, from sugars your body can't digest. And that gets broken down, how it gets broken down and released as a gas. So the less carbs you eat, the less farting. So people that eat a lot of sugar, mm-hmm. fruit, chocolate bars and cakes and goodies and stuff, they're the ones that tend to fart a lot and they're stinky.
Yes.
And their poops are mushy.
Mushy poops, yes. Not very healthy poops. Yeah.
So there's ways to change your poop as well. So do you want to move on or you have some more about...
I'm just reading. Why are stinky farts generally warmer and quieter than regular farts?
Yeah, sometimes they're warm, quiet, and burn.
And those are the smelliest ones.
Yeah.
And then you can probably go to the bathroom, wipe your butt, and then you'll probably...
Lana says that a guy at her work there, he says...
Scissors.
He does... he'll pass wind, and nobody will have heard it, and it'll be really smelly, and he's a really big guy, and he will say to the people around him, he'll be like, you smell smoke? And they'll take a breath, and they'll just cringe, oh my God, and run. That's the best joke ever. That's really good. And you can put a cup or a jar down there and fart in it and cover it and give it to somebody else.
Oh,
sharing.
Yeah.
That's sharing.
My kids give each other what are known as fastballs.
Yeah.
They fart into their hand.
Right. And just shove it in somebody's face.
My son, Eric, he'll be in his bedroom. He'll fart in his hand. You hear him running down the hallway and just whip his hand in his brother's face.
Ooh.
And it's there.
Yeah.
Unquestionably, it smells like wicked. I guess it's because it's so heavy. It stays in his hand for that period of time. And what other fun thing about farts? Blue angels.
What's that? Oh, lighting them.
Light your farts, yeah.
I have a buddy that's really good at that. I have some on videotape.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, and you can cup your hole and do it and move it away like the end of a trumpet. Wow. Or use a cup for it. That's always nice, too. And you get that wow sound in it.
Do you have that on tape?
Or you can pull your rectum lips really hard like a balloon and make it...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
No lips on my rectum.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No.
Yeah, the sphincter.
Well, yeah,
the sphincter is a contracting lip.
It's not a lip, though. It's like a shutter on a camera.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's... You can't...
Wait a minute. Lip. Let's get those down a little bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. No, I'm just kidding. So, we can move on, I guess, huh?
I don't know.
Do you still have more? I mean, this we could talk about farting all day, of course. It's the most fun bodily function.
Yeah, we can move on. Sure.
Air secretion. Vomiting. Also called throwing up, puking, barfing, and emesis.
What?
Emesis? I don't know anything about emesis. It's the forceful expulsion of the contents of one's stomach through the mouth and sometimes the nose. And it may result from many causes, ranging from gastritis, poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Brain tumors, elevated in intracranial pressure, salmonella.
That's what you got right now, right?
Intracranial pressure? I could throw up at any second. I'm like right there. No. Sometimes necessary to suppress nausea.
What? Suppress nausea by vomiting?
Well, antiemetics are sometimes necessary. And so if anybody wants to know what antiemetics are, then you'll have to look it up yourself. Because I'm not even going to go there.
Emesis, that's the one that kind of throws me. It's like almost nemesis?
Yeah, emesis.
Emesis.
That's something from the old days, I think. Vomiting is different. Oh, okay, here, different than from regurgitation. Although the two terms are often used interchangeably, regurgitation is the return of undigested food that has not yet reached the stomach.
Yep.
So like birds do to feed their young.
Yes. It's chewed up, but it's not digested.
The causes of vomiting and regurgitation are generally different. So.
Positively. Usually you regurgitate because, either there's something wrong with your stomach or you ate too much.
How about the dry heaves? That sucks.
I love the dry heaves.
Hugging the toilet bowl.
Your stomach wants to get rid of something that isn't even there.
Sometimes you have to put your finger down your throat so that you can get rid of something that's in there.
I've done that for sure.
Oh, sure, I have too.
And now that you mention it, you feel nauseous and you say, gee, if I could only puke, I'd feel better.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, you do end
up
feeling better.
Yeah.
After you get rid of the crap that's in your gut.
Pretty much any secretion out of our body, we feel better when it's, unless it's a pain inflicted thing like bleeding or something, but most, you sneeze and you feel good. You got to sneeze and you do it and it feels pretty good after, and you burp and it feels better after, you fart, and among other things, peeing, feel great after a big pee in the morning.
Shh, save it for later.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about peeing.
Yes, we are.
What I was going to say about vomiting is, like, back in the Roman times, they used to have rooms specifically for vomiting. Like you would have like
the vomit room.
Vomitorium.
Oh, vomitorium. Yeah. Wow, I like that.
Like they'd eat, for hours on end. So you'd eat for like an hour and you'd get full, and then you go over to the vomitorium and let her fly.
Well, some girls do that now. So they keep their little figures.
And what's that called?
That's they're bulimic, aren't they?
Bulimic. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But there's another name too for the actual act, isn't it? That when they throw up their food all the time. Is it just bulimic? They are bulimic. Bulimia. But there's a name, I think, for the actual act, and I just can't think of it. It's not on the tip of my tongue at the moment.
So what's the difference between, or I suppose you could be anorexic and bulimic at the same time?
Maybe I'm just thinking of anorexic. I think anorexic is the look-like kind of thing, and being bulimic is the not keeping the food down thing. I don't know. I think there's a little bit of difference between them. I'm not 100% sure what it is, but somebody that's bulimic is usually anorexic.
That's what I said.
Anorexia is that. Just bone, no muscle, no anything.
Right.
Body.
You think you're fat no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. And bulimic is the disease kind of thing, really.
I can't keep the food in me no matter what. Have you ever made yourself sick?
From?
Like, I know that there were many Sundays you'd go over to Mrs. Fields and you'd buy, like, the big cookie. And
oh, there's lots of times I've overeaten and that kind of thing, yeah.
On purpose. Like, I'm just going to give her. I'm going to put as much sugar and flour in my belly as I can. And
oh, yeah. Like, I just want... Yeah, and you don't know until you're finished. Whenever you stop...
Do you think that's something in your brain's making you do that?
Yeah. The sweet goodness of the cookies.
Sweet goodness.
You just keep eating, and it just it tastes good all the time. The taste thing is just always constant, and that overpowers how you feel until you stop. Actually, if you kept eating and didn't stop, it'd probably be okay even until you threw up. You wouldn't feel the sickness. You'd just keep eating and eating and eating and then throw up.
Okay.
But when you eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and then you stop, then you realize, oh, I'm sick.
So after you
I
feel like that,
have ate that much.
Did you make, do you ever, have you ever made yourself?
No, I never did. Okay. Nope, never did that. I just went with it.
Went with the flow. Have you ever got sick though? Like, oh, I ate too much. And then you ended up throwing up?
No, not really that bad.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Only from booze. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you don't even drink now.
That was like last week. No.
Last week. You're listening to Lippo and Big JD on the Jabbercast. Now broadcasting and streaming live Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock on WKBR Radio.
All right, I have this opportunity to talk to my nephew, Dennis. And Dennis recently did some type of a school project on, I guess, bodily functions or secretions or noises.
Disgusting things that people do.
Disgusting things people do. Okay. What were some of the disgusting things that people do? Are you talking about like picking your nose and farting and sneezing?
Yeah, like whatever? Picking your nose, picking your earwax and eating it, eating your toenails and nails.
Eating your toenails?
Yeah.
People eat their toenails?
Yeah.
And how did you research this?
Theoretically, all I really needed to research was, like, what that stuff is made of, and but, like, I guess it kind of comes with itself. That's why I picked it.
Okay, because you know kids do it and stuff like that?
Yeah, because when you're in class, a lot of people do it, and it's disgusting.
You see people picking their noses?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Nice. I hope you don't see them eating it.
It's even worse.
So what were some of the different things? There's the ears, obviously, earwax.
Yeah.
Did you find out through your research what earwax actually is?
No, I actually didn't. I couldn't find that, but it's actually incredibly dangerous to dig your earwax out.
Oh, really?
That's what I found out. Yeah, because if you go too far or something, you can touch your eardrum.
Right.
Yeah, that's also why some like scientists are also saying that like you can't even use Q-tips.
Yeah, you don't want to put them in too far.
Yeah, it's possible to danger it, and to damage like your eardrum, and eventually the earwax just pushes itself out of the ear.
Right.
So if you just leave it, it'll be fine.
Earwax is actually good for you.
Yeah.
It protects your ear.
And it clears out all the dirt and stuff that was in your ear before.
Did you find out what boogers are made out of?
Basically just dust and dead skin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like when you breathe in... it like the mucus inside traps like the dust in the air
and it dries up
and then it dries up into the
so how are you supposed to get boogies out if you don't pick them?
That I'm not too sure about. I think they just come out.
Well, they got to be tasty. How about other things
biting
people
your
do?
Nails or...
Yeah, biting your nails, I guess. That can't be too good a thing if you bite them too far down.
Biting your nails isn't only disgusting, but when you bite your nails, all the bacteria that was inside, under it, will you're basically putting it in your mouth. So if you go to a public place bathroom and 5 minutes later you bite your nails, you're basically eating that wall of the public bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you might as well go right into the public bathroom and lick the taps.
Lick the wall. Yeah.
Very
might
nice.
As well.
What other disgusting things do people do? Did you get into sneezing or throwing up or?
Throwing up isn't really disgusting because you don't do it in public and it kind of helps. It clears out all the mucus in your throat. So.
What about farting? Was that one of the things
that's kind of necessary. If you don't fart, you're going to explode.
Have you ever seen anybody explode from not farting? Or?
unfortunately, no, but you know.
Unfortunately or fortunately?
Unfortunately.
You'd like to see that?
Yes, I'd like to see someone blow up with nothing coming out.
Did you actually get into the different types of farts or smells or anything, or no?
No, I didn't get into that.
Okay.
That'd be a little weird.
Did you get a good mark on your project?
I made it to the speech competition.
Oh, so it was a big competition and everything?
Yeah, there was a thing of where we do it in our class, and then the best go to a little showdown, then finally they go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, everyone was saying, I remember that the teachers, they said that I was the best speaker there, but unfortunately, my topic, they didn't want it representing the school.
Well, that's too bad. That's kind of
That is a pity.
Political.
And everyone was actually mad because I didn't make it.
And you just did that by yourself. They weren't group projects or anything, right?
It was individual speeches that we do each year.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a bunch of fun anyways.
Yeah, it was fun. It was an easy topic and a fun one at that, because it didn't really require much research, but it was...
Right, and I can see everybody, liking it. It's because it's, funny.
It's like a kid topic.
Right. The person that won the competition, what did they do it on, do you know?
No one... I think some people, no one actually made it to the big, big thing, but some people in grade 7 made it, and I remember one girl made it for toilet paper.
She what?
Her speech was on toilet paper, in grade 7, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, was this just in one school, or was it some competition with other schools?
No, this was our school.
Yeah.
Then we went to the library to have people picked, and then we went to the gym, and then the best out of them would go to, other schools.
Oh, okay. When was this? Was this, last school year?
This was this school year, grade 6, about December, January.
Right. I meant last because you're out now, right? So.
Yeah.
And you go into grade 7?
Yeah, I'm going to grade 7.
Holy smokes. So if the project like that or a competition like that came up again, would you do something different?
Well, I'd do a different topic, but...
I guess it'd be a good idea because if you do well and you're a good speaker, then maybe you can go further next time having a better topic.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me about your school project competition.
No problem.
And happy farting. All right, Dennis. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
Hey, I'm Big JD.
And I'm Lippo, and you're listening to The Jabbercast.
With Big JD.
And Lippo. On Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock.
KBR.ca. You can click on the listen link there. If you can't get on for any reason, go to the help page.
Sure. Or just call Amy.
There you go.
How about sneezing? Sternutation.
What?
Or sternutation. Semi-autonomous, convulsive expulsion of air from the lungs. Commonly caused by foreign particles irritating the nozzle. Nasal mucosa. Sneezing can further be triggered through sudden exposure to bright light. Which is, I always tell everybody, I got to sneeze. Oh, look at the light. Or look at
the sun, yeah.
Yeah, look at the sun. a particularly full stomach, or as a result of unexpected climatic variation in one's environment, such as rapid changes in the temperature and humidity levels. But the thing about the full stomach, I remember every Sunday morning, we'd have bagels and coffee at home, whole family. We'd go in the morning, get bagels, come back, and watch Three Stooges in the kitchen on TV. And after my dad ate a whole bunch of bagels, and he'd be full,
whole
and
bunch
he'd sneeze
of bagels?
For half an hour.
Come on.
Yeah, and I would egg him on sneezing, and he'd sneeze more. And I used to do this thing. I'd count. Oh, do it again, do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's what I do. 5, 6, 7. And he'd start, and he'd sneeze again. And I'd do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's what I would do. It was like a joke, but he would just keep sneezing. If I stopped, then he wouldn't really sneeze. He'd sneeze like a certain amount, but if I kept going, he'd come back to him. And I think I just started doing that. It was like one of those things, that association thing.
Right.
And I think he would sneeze, and he'd keep sneezing. Yeah, he'd sneeze for like a half an hour. And you'd see them things sneeze. You can see some people. You can see a mist come out of their nose. And sometimes sneezing smells.
Never.
You ever smell somebody sneeze?
No.
Yeah, it can be kind of a foulish smell.
No kidding.
But you can. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, smell somebody's big sneeze just to see what it's like. Anyway, he would walk around the house sneezing for half an hour.
So how many bagels would he eat?
I don't know. My mother would yell at him the whole time.
You're eating too many bagels.
Yeah, he was big, man. And, geez.
He was big from bagels?
Well, he was a big guy anyway.
Did he drink beer?
He was big boned anyway, but he was big also, large. And
did he drink beer?
No.
Okay.
Very rarely. He liked a really cold beer, but we never usually even had beer at home ever.
Okay.
Anyways, just no, curious. He wasn't a drinker at all.
So we're half a dozen bagels, maybe?
No, I'm going to say maybe after two, my mom would start yelling at him, and I'd say 3, 4 bagels, maybe. I don't know if he'd have 5 bagels, but he'd have a few, you know, I'd say 3 or 4 bagels or something. And that's quite a few bagels. One bagel is a lot of calories, and, you know.
For sure. And this was a weekend thing?
Every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, bagels. Every Sunday morning, sneezing. Every Sunday morning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Did you guys go to the synagogue or something on Sunday morning?
No.
No.
No. We're not Orthodox.
What's that going to do with anything?
What, being Orthodox?
Yeah.
Well, being Orthodox, I think, is you're more...
But you can still be Jewish and not be Orthodox, but still go to the synagogue every once a week or whatever you're supposed to.
Never did, man. Nope.
Okay, just curious.
No.
But you ate the bagels.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't have any... Well, I don't know what... He used to get bagels at the bakery Sunday mornings with his dad.
Nice.
So we did it's just a tradition, I guess. I still do. I go myself. I mean, when I was, not living at home anymore, I'd go to my dad's or whatever. We'd still have bagels on Sunday mornings. We'd go get bagels, or I'd get them, pick them up, bring them to his house or wherever he was at, especially when he lived at my other house.
Nice.
But yeah, it continues today. Sunday mornings, I go get a bagel and have a bagel still.
Keep
of course, now I have to have my protein drink with it so that I keep my ratio where it's supposed to be. Yeah. But I go and I get my bagel, and I put cream cheese on it and everything, and whoops, and have a coffee and everything, and then I go do the Jabbercast.
And sneeze.
And no, I don't sneeze. No, I don't. I mean, I sneeze, yeah, but no, I don't sneeze like that.
The full stomach sneezing me. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and I never really heard of it until I see that now.
And then you put two and two
during
together.
During research of the show. Yeah. And he used to say it's because he's full. And but I don't recall him really sneezing at any other time being full, because he was full a lot. But bagels on Sunday mornings, man, he'd sneeze like crazy after.
That's too funny.
Yeah. It'd start and it'd be a big production for half an hour.
The sneezing production.
Yeah. Always the same thing.
And let's not go there first. Let's. I wanted to talk about when you sneeze, mucus comes out of your.
Yeah, you can get that all over yourself and other people. And
I used to have really bad allergies,
mm-hmm.
And so I would sneeze like 30 times in a row.
Oh, wow!
Just boom, boom, just one after the other. And you get tired after a while. I want to stop sneezing now. My head is just
Can't do that. I'll sneeze once or something. But sometimes, on the rare occasion, I'll sneeze two or three times. And it's really, I find it really cool. But go on.
And when I was done, I would use like half a box of Kleenex just in one allergic reaction, period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when I was in the thick of it, which was usually sometime in the summertime, right up until it got really cold, and that's when I was, I don't know, must be something in the air. And I'll tell you, I use so much Kleenex, I could blow my nose just constant. It would be like I had a really bad cold, mm-hmm. really bad cold. And it was horrible. And I used to have my buddy there, Eric Bost. He still is the same way today because him and I would, you could tell he had a runny nose and he'd be sneezing. He always have something on him to blow his nose with. And he's still that way now, which I feel really bad for him. But
and when how old were you during all this?
It started when I was 27.
Oh, wow.
And it also coincided with me working at the trim plant. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it had anything to do with that or not. But it's very dusty in there, like material. They used to cut the stuff, and it would just be, you could just see it in there.
I'm sure there's certain things that didn't agree with you allergically, if that's a word, you know, from material, from cutting and different type of chemical, or who knows what's in the air in the plants anyway. But
right. So I attributed it to that, but then it was always the same time every year, like there'd be whatever, a 4 or 5 month period where it would just be really bad. It was awful.
Hmm.
Is there anything else you want to talk about mucus and the?
No, not right now.
Horkers and oh, you got something else going on.
Yeah,
okay.
We've got all kinds of things to go through here. Ejaculation.
What?
The ejecting of semen from the penis.
What?
Usually accompanied by orgasm. Usually the result of sexual stimulation, which may include prostate stimulation. Rarely it is due to prostatic disease.
Well, there's a picture there.
Oh, yeah. You like that? may occur spontaneously during sleep, a nocturnal emission, and an ejaculation.
That's one word.
Is the condition of being unable to ejaculate.
Anti-ejaculation. An-ejaculation.
A-N-E-J-A-C. An ejaculation. Condition of not being able to ejaculate. Would that include like right now? I can't. Right now. Nope. Can't. Does that include that?
No, I don't think so. I think it means when you want to, you can't.
Right.
Do we want to keep talking about this? Do women ejaculate?
Yes, they do. Let's talk about the female ejaculation. also known as squirting or gushing. And, you know, you can go down to your local XXX store and rent squirting movies if you want to find out more about squirters.
How come all women don't squirt? Are they an ejaculation as well?
It is, to some degree, refers to the expulsion of noticeable amounts of clear fluid by human females. And I don't know if non-human females do that at all, like monkeys or anything. But
yeah.
From the periurethral duct and or urethra during orgasm. So it's basically during orgasm that happens. And that's what, they, you know, many of them consider that their orgasm. The exact source of the fluid is debated, although some researchers believe it originates from the Skene's gland.
Really? I always wondered that.
We all know what the Skene's gland is.
No, I don't. I always wondered that, though.
Oh, and we have a picture of that as well.
I always wondered where the liquid comes from a woman who's squirting. Because they're peeing.
Yeah, basically. But they say it's made up of while there are some similar chemical to urine, mm-hmm. it's different. So they're not actually peeing. There's debate on it, but I guess when it's all said and done, it is actually different. In recent centuries, female ejaculation was largely ignored by the modern medical community until 82 publication of best-selling book, The G-Spot. The other discoveries of human sexuality by so-and-so discussed questions of female ejaculation, brought concept of discussion to women's sexuality. Somewhere, anyway, it's...
I noticed Mr. Whipple is one of the authors of the G-Spot.
According to some, female ejaculation is mostly accomplished by stimulation of the urethral sponge, sometimes identified as the G-Spot, an area purported to be near the front of the vaginal wall, which is located near the rectum.
The vaginal wall.
More rarely, ejaculation can be accomplished through external stimulation of the clitoris alone, the internal tissue of the clitoris then contracting and stimulating the urethral tissue. But anyway, they say that it is actually different.
Wow.
Here's the confusion between female ejaculation and urinary incontinence. However, scientific studies from the 80s and later have demonstrated that a substance is produced which is distinct from urine, although it shares some qualities such as alkalinity in urine, but it's got its own quality as well. So I'm going to assume that when you watch some of the chicks in the videos and so forth,
not me.
They'll I think they sometimes fill them, you know, and they cut back in and it doesn't look, you know, and then they can just shoot all kinds of stuff out, water or whatever. And I think sometimes it's urine when, you know, a woman will urinate during, you know, sexual arousal or intercourse or whatever. But there are some people that really have an orgasm in this fashion, some women, so.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I've never witnessed that myself, have you?
No, not like that, really, no.
Okay.
I've known people that do it, but I haven't seen it myself, so. Anyway, toe jam, accumulated matter between the digits of the foot. And that's all we're going to say about that. Can be stinky, I suppose. They call it jam because it's jammy.
Oh, I thought because they put it on your toast.
I think when you're a kid or a teenager, maybe, or where you I don't know. There was a time, I guess, I more than later in my life wore tennis shoes without socks or something like that. And I think you get toe jam like that from dirt and sweat and all that.
Dirt,
but
sweat,
I can't recall having toe jam for the longest time.
Really?
No.
You must have kept some clean feet.
I guess. I keep a clean foot.
That's good.
Boogers.
Yay. Well, we kind of did talk about boogers in the sneezing thing.
Yeah, sort of, but boogers is a little bit different. That's a mucus that comes. This is semi-solid.
Oh, I see. Something you can grab.
Yeah, in the nostril, a piece of solid or semi-solid mucus in or removed from the nostril. So that's what a boogie is. You don't really call that snot. It's a boogie. There's other names for it.
True.
Can you think of anything? Boogie.
Boogie.
Yeah, booger.
Boogie June!
Boogie or a booger. I don't know. Maybe there isn't anything else, really.
No. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. We got 10 minutes to go to finish the hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we'll skip the snot because we kind of covered a lot of that.
And the booger.
Snot is kind of the booger and sneezing. Saliva, obviously, the mucus secreted from the mouth.
Sure.
And spit. I don't know if we talked about it actually specifically, but sweat.
Sweat.
Fluid that exists, exits the body through pores in the skin, usually due to physical stress or high temperatures, for the purpose of regulating body temperature and removing certain compounds from the circulation.
There's some people who
sweat profusely.
And they get it's hot.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. That for one. But then there's also people that sweat so bad that they have to get operation to stop that from happening. And I know somebody that did that.
Had their sweat ducts.
Yeah, yeah, in their armpits so they wouldn't sweat.
Oh, okay.
Because they just sweat way too much.
I remember being, I know this happens to a lot of teenagers. I don't know what it is about your underarm sweat glands, ducts, whatever. But I remember I used to have like, you know, all my shirts would just be filled with.
I have one side that does more than the other, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And I believe it's my right side. In a lot of cases, it's wetter than the other side.
Like when you're working out, you don't have a problem just sitting here just sweating.
Not usually, no.
That's what I was in high school. I suppose it was just a nervous sweat. You just freaking out, whatever. I don't know what it was.
Before a test.
Or whatever. I think it had most to do with girls, myself.
And because of that, the unpleasant smell emitted by a person's body, caused by sweat, is body odor. And that can really stink.
B.O. I remember I used to hang out with a guy named Pete. And we used to go to school in Tecumseh and lived in Belle River. So we had to hitchhike. And when you're a teenager, you go outside in the wintertime. We'd have just t-shirts and Levi jackets or whatever. And I remember him in the morning. We'd be standing on the side of the road, 20 degrees outside. And he used to have sweat on his face.
Oh, yeah?
Like little drops of sweat coming off his face. And it's freezing outside. I'm like, how can you be sweating right now? Because I'm not hot. I'm not cold, that's for sure.
Wow.
He reminds me of my son a little bit in that way. Because my son, he has sweat glands in his face.
My brother is like that to some degree. And he'll have sweat on his lip. You know what I mean?
Upper lip bovine perspiration.
Not, you know, extremely hot or anything, but he's... will sweat a little more, I guess. I don't know. urine. That's pee-pee.
Liquid excrement. It's not pee-pee. It's pee.
Okay.
Your pee-pee is a noun. That's a
thing. But it can be pee-pee. I got to go pee-pee.
Oh, I
see. Oh, he just pee-peed. Pee.
That's what a little kid would
say. Liquid excrement consisting of water, salts, and urea.
Urea!
Which is made in the kidneys, stored in the bladder, and released through the urethra, being the tube in your penis.
Yes.
Which is located somewhat near the rectum.
You don't want to say rectum, but in women, the urethra is not located in their penis.
They have an internal penis.
Right, but they also have a urethra, and it's not in their penis. Because they don't have a penis.
What do they got?
They have inside parts. Nothing hanging out.
Blood.
Bloody hell. We don't excrete blood, though, do we? And this is stuff that comes out of the body.
Unless you're one of those really religious people that secretes blood right out of the from nowhere. A vital liquid flowing in the bodies of many types of animals that usually conveys nutrients and oxygen. In vertebrates, it is colored red by hemoglobin, is conveyed by arteries and veins, is pumped by the heart, and is usually generated in bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we need blood to live.
We sure do. Brings the oxygen and the nutrients to our muscles.
And we're all well aware of what...
You want to watch a movie where there's a lot of blood? Ruins.
Oh, yeah? how about a blister? Small pocket of fluid within the upper layers of the skin. Blisters can be filled with blood.
I got a good one on my hand
blood
right
blisters,
now.
Do you?
From golfing.
Oh, okay. And he's going out again. He's there now.
Got to get a blister really hard.
Or with pus.
Yeah, there's probably some pus behind
this.
Pus
is usually an infection type. But pus is another thing that I never actually looked up or anything. But pus is like some kind of a pus.
It's no kidding, really.
Pus is a thicker thing.
My wife is, she's a pus liker. Zit picker.
Oh, Lan is like that too. Drives me crazy.
She wants
sometimes
to see the pus. Like, you got to get that off your body. There's pus sitting on.
And she'll do it to me, and she'll be on her, and she'll be showing me, look at this, look at this.
You have that on
but
you.
But it's like this too. Look at this. And I can't see like that. She hands me stuff like that too in the car. Oh, can you give me that thing? And it's back here. She's handing this. I can't reach. She's right next to me. I need it out here. Anyway. But yeah, she does it. Yeah.
We love
you know, what's really horrible and smells rancid is when you have like a hangnail and you get the pus inside there and you squeeze that pus out. It's like yellowish.
Yeah.
Did you ever smell that?
No.
Oh, you've got to smell that.
I don't.
You have to. Yeah. It's the most rancid thing. It's way worse than any fart could ever be.
What is the smelliest thing that comes out of your body besides poop?
No, it's that pus. It's the infected hangnail thing. When do you ever do that though? You had it and the stuff comes out.
Yeah,
exactly. You gotta smell that.
It's
man.
Yellow.
You have to smell that. And something else I wanted to mention when I was just talking about that. But this. If you do this and really rub it hard, do it.
Tell people you already did this.
Did you ever do it?
Yes.
And it's got to smell.
It smells like burning hair.
Poop. I think it smells like more like poop, but
well, burning hair doesn't smell very good.
No, not necessarily. Let's try
well, tell,
and see.
Tell people what you're doing.
Oh, I'm rubbing my finger in the cleft of the chin, basically, from left to right. Like as if you were going to put your finger in your mouth and bite it like the long way. But rub it on there really hard, like back and forth. And then smell it. Smell your finger. Not the cleft of your chin. because you probably couldn't get it up.
No, you couldn't get it that high.
But anyways, and it stinks. And that's just the way it is. Boyle is furuncle.
What?
It's furuncle. It's not for you. It's furuncle.
I thought it was for ants.
Skin disease caused by the infection of hair follicles. A boyle.
And they what do they say?
They have to be lanced.
What?
Caused by the infection of hair follicles. Mm. Those are in follicles. Similar to pimples, I guess, or something, but...
I think people are prone to boils, though. I know Kim used to get them. Like, I thought it was an infection, honestly.
It is an infection.
But I thought it was
an infected follicle, I think.
But how come you get them more? How come people get them more than other people?
Well, just maybe different makeup or... I don't know. And some people get them in different areas. Boils, sometimes I think people get them on their butts. I think it's from... It's almost like an infected pimple kind of thing. It's from a pore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I used to get them behind my ear, which would be... What is that stuff in there? That's your...
Wax.
No.
Oh.
Lymph.
Oh, a lymph node.
Yeah.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're an odd thing. Mm. Earwax, also known in the medical term, is cerumen. That is a yellowish waxy substance secreted in the ear canal of humans and many other mammals. And it plays an important role in the human ear canal, assisting in cleaning and lubrication, and also provides some protection from bacteria, fungi. Are you a fungi?
I am.
And insects.
What? Yeah. Provides protection from insects.
Yeah. They don't want to go in there because of that. It's like a raid. Excess or impacted cerumen.
It's can like citronella candle in your ear.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what candling is about?
It can press against the eardrum and or occlude
yeah.
the external auditory canal and impair hearing.
Sure.
Sometimes you got to get that drained. They pour that hot oil.
I'm a huge earwax producer.
Oh, yeah?
I got to be even if I religiously, like, I'm in there, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more than once a day in my ears.
Yeah.
And still... Every 6 months, I have to go to the doctor, and he gives me the ear flush. Have you had your ear flushed?
No, I never had it done. I always seem neat, and I've known people that have had it done, but
it's
I've never had it done myself.
So loud.
Cool. Oh, is it loud?
And it feels so good once it's done. It's like, okay, turn the volume back down again.
We have a couple more topics to cover really quickly, but let's just take a quick break and come back with Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, what's the tune this week?
This week's tune is by a Canadian metal band called Sword. Or some people say Sword. No, nobody says that. Why is there a W in Sword anyway?
Oh my God, I Sword. I said poo poo.
And it's from their Metalized CD, and it's called Dare to Spit.
Just do it.
Okay, there you have Sword.
That's a cool tune.
Yeah. Heavy stuff.
I like the production.
And the singer and the drummer are brothers.
The LaRock brothers.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's the guitar player whose name is LaPlante.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Mike Plant or Mike LaPlante. I'm going to see later.
Well, the singer's name is Mike LaRock.
Yeah, LaRock. Mm-hmm. I think it's Plant. Somebody Plant.
Okay.
Plant.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So what's going on with the Tech Talk, tech world?
What was I going to say about the Tech Talk? The whole thing with, as everybody knows, we're big Apple fan guys. We use Macs on a pretty regular basis, but... this last quarter that just went by, they sold more Macs than they've ever sold, made more money than they've ever made, sold more iPhones. The stock price plunged. All because people are worried about Steve Jobs' health.
Mm-hmm.
They think he's got cancer again. He had pancreatic cancer, had the Whipple technique done to his...
Yeah.
And that's really why he looks so gaunt. And he's told people that. That it's, you know, that's the, one of the side effects of having the surgery. You know, your body doesn't work the same way as it did. And he's a vegan besides.
Uh-huh.
So he's not putting on any big pounds anyway. I think he's been losing weight ever since then. So it's kind of weird how that something like the company's doing great, like making more money. They got tons of money in the bank, but still their stock price goes down. We can get into that a little bit more. But there's also the thing, this has nothing to do with tech, but I want to mention this here. The Stephen King thing.
Okay.
Totally way off topic, but as everybody knows, Big JD is an author of sorts, yet to be published.
Right.
But Stephen King wrote a book, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years ago. It's called On Writing. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Read it?
No, I didn't read it, but I've heard it and, you know, seen the cover and checked it out and whatever, but...
Okay. I think I have it on
it's a
Audible book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it, though. It's probably pretty cool.
Yeah. So you should check that
out. And it's a book on writing.
It's a book on writing.
Him and his whole...
Yes. If you read Carrie, which was his first published book, I think he wrote before that, though, and then you read It or...
something recent, yeah.
No, not recent. I'm just saying something that you could tell he went through a transformation of sorts where he got rid of all his adverbs and stuff like that. And he became a more good storyteller. And you are a fictional author.
Yes.
Yes. So if anybody else out there is thinking of writing, read Stephen King's On Writing.
Or listen to the audiobook.
Or listen to the audiobook.
Well, that's cool. Which, there's some tech talk for you. Audiobooks.
Yeah.
Kind of neat thing.
They're awesome.
You can listen to a book. I've listened to audiobooks and biographies and things like that that are, I find it better for me because I don't have time to actually sit down and read, so... That's Tech Talk this week. Okay, and while Lippo takes a little break, I'm going to do the jabber quote. And this week's jabber quote... from actress Jenny McCarthy. Jenny says, "My philosophy of dating is to just fart right away." Not a bad quote, actually, if it's got to do with something on today's Jabbercast topic. My philosophy of dating is to just fart right away. So I guess that would just break the tension. I guess if the guy doesn't take off right away, maybe he's a keeper. Because eventually, people in a relationship are just going to be farting and burping and sneezing and throwing up and anyway, you know what I mean. So I guess it's just an icebreaker. That's today's jabber quote, brought to us by Stephen Larry, fine purveyors of bottled farts.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
Okay, a couple last topics to go over. One is feces.
That's a band out of England, isn't it?
I don't know. Is there? it's a waste product.
Oh, fecal matter.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Fecal?
Fecal matter.
Fecal. F
fecal matter, yes, from an animal's digestive tract expelled through the anus.
Not the rectum. What's the difference between the anus and a rectum?
I think that the rectum is the actual tube that leads to the anus, and the anus is the actual where it actually comes out, the anus.
Okay.
Yeah, so, or the cloaca.
Okay, now what's the picture over there now?
That's an animal. This is a
oh, the
animal,
poop.
And that's his poop.
Okay.
During defecation, expelled during defecation. Defecation is the act of crapping.
Defecalizing.
Yeah. The word feces is the plural of the Latin word fex. What is it? Fex? Fex. Meaning dregs. There is no singular form of the in the English language, making it plural tantum. I guess that's some kind of a Latin term meaning no plural.
Oh, I see.
But we all know what that is anyways.
Really?
Feces is poop.
Yeah.
Hiccup. It's not really a secretion, but it's something that our body does, and it's weird. I'd say spasmatic. Spasmodic?
No, it's spasmatic.
Okay, why is it spelled with an O? Contraction of the diaphragm that repeats several times per minute out of the throat. And in humans, the abrupt rush of air into the lungs causes the epiglottis to close, creating the sound. In medicine, it's known as synchronous diaphragmatic flutter, SDF. Or, what's that? Singultus? Singultus? The term hiccup is also used to describe a small and unrepeated aberration in an otherwise consistent pattern. Do you hiccup a lot?
No.
I don't either. And when I do, it's usually one to maybe two or three times. And very rarely do I actually hiccup for a little while.
Me too. I'm in the same
boat. But all you got to do is, scare someone and they're gone. Or make them drink water with their finger in their rectum.
No,
in their ear.
You hold your nose.
You put your finger in your rear.
Yeah.
And you drink water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's got to feed you the water.
That's what do we got going on next week? We got to get out of here.
Studio's
booked by another
band.
Yeah.
Next week, we have the Living Differently show. In a wheelchair? On medication?
Oh, wait.
Wait.
I was just going to... I just want to get this in really quick. A friend of mine emails me, and he's talking, something right along the lines of the show. I tried to get a pic, but I couldn't. I had the biggest shit, like baby legs. What's that mean? I ate so many cherries off the tree here. Jesus, plugged the toilet, and someone was waiting, so I couldn't go get the camera. Flushed and plunged 6 times. Wow, I'm proud. Wouldn't go down. What a mess. I'm the king, but not of Israel. Okay.
What the heck?
Anyway, he took a big dump, apparently.
And he had to email you about it.
He's in BC. Yeah. He couldn't get a picture, though, so that's kind of unfortunate. Or we could post that in the show notes.
Show notes.
Okay, next week.
Living differently. In a wheelchair, on medication, in a box, or on borrowed time, in a convent, in a cult, or in a same-sex marriage, we discuss ways of life that are not considered normal. Hmm. And also talk about ways of life that are less fortunate.
Sounds
living
fun.
Living differently.
All right. So we got to get out of here.
Let's get the heck out of here.
And hope your game goes well.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.